Yeah, it's gonna be 5 weeks this weekend. Look at here, the boys have had their bit of celebration time, their week and whatnot. But you have to understand then too that we've bigger fish to fry later on coming down the track. So we were back training probably at the end of that week, and we've been all going all hell for leather since Mark,
Just going back to that day, you were 1-9 to 4 points up against Mallon at the O'Donnell Park. Having lost a couple of finals, was it a big focus that day to start the game well to maybe settle any lingering nerves that might have been there?
Yeah, possibly. Possibly. Without a doubt, the emphasis we brought on was a performance, and I think we really got that. But you're right. I think the Paddy's goal early on settles down. They got a big two-pointer earlier on, and then we replied straight away with a goal, and that definitely settled us. And then we got a couple of points then early on, and then we pushed on from there. But you're right. The good start that we did get certainly did help us, especially going down the track when they got a late goal. Only for that cushion was there, like God knows what would have happened,
Yeah, and then to get the job done, I'm sure there was a wee bit of celebrating done in Glencolum Kill. A massive achievement for the village and obviously huge to be back in senior football next year.
Yeah, that was great. Look, we never really put any kind of emphasis on the senior part. That kind of came later when we thought of it. Really, the whole thing was getting us over the line on a county final, as you rightly said earlier. Our record at this level in the last couple of years hasn't been good. So getting over the line, it was just pure relief. It really, really was relief from everybody. And it was great. There were great scenes when we come back to Glen, and we had a great couple of days. Everybody came out to help us celebrate. Even players that played in the last, even 10, 12 years that was never there joined in as well, which is great. It's really community thing, and it was great for the whole parish of Glencolum Kill.
So moving on, it's Ulster Intermediate quarter final action this Saturday. How has that shift been from, we've achieved the ultimate goal here to right boys, we go again, every man to training on Tuesday night. Has it been fairly seamless in that regard?
Yeah, I think it has. These boys know we finished one level, and now you're a level up, and now you have to try and do your best at that. Like we're I keep telling the boys we're in it to be as competitive as we possibly can. We know we're up against it. We have a long trek over to Nisqually. It's probably 3 hours from where we're located, but we're going over, and we're definitely going over to compete. And if we give the performance that we've been doing consistently over our Donegal Championship, we've nothing to fear. And as I say, we're in new ground, and the boys are really, really looking forward to it. And listen, if they embrace this challenge the same way they embraced every challenge in the county, we'll not be far away.
Carrickmacross are the Monaghan Intermediate Champions. Do you have a good idea of what kind of side you'll be coming up against this time out?
I haven't a clue, Mark. That's no word of a lie. Just going into the unknown. We are. I seen clips of them right enough, and they seem to be a big physical team. But as regards to where they are, the only thing I've known is that this is going to be their third week in a row playing. They played 2 weeks ago in their county final, and they played a league final last weekend. So they've been getting plenty of big game time when we haven't. So look at that. I hope that doesn't work against us.
And what about your squad, Brenton? How's this squad shaping up ahead of the game? Everyone fit and ready to go?
Yeah, well, we've Ryan Gillespie. He's returned to Australia. He came back to help us get over the line, and Jesus, it was a great lift for us to have us back. But he went back there the week after the final, so it'll be the same as the Donegal, minus Ryan. But look at, when somebody moves away, somebody else has to step up. So as I keep saying, we are blessed with a good enough squad. So somebody else will come in and take up the mantle that Ryan is on.
That's it. And just finally, Brenton, having gotten that county title in the bag, is it a case of pressure off heading into the rest of whatever this campaign brings?
I suppose it depends what way you look at it. I think every time you go out to play for your club, that brings a certain amount of pressure, no matter what it is. You try and go out and win every game, and it's going to be the same for these lads come Saturday. As I said earlier, they're in it to be as competitive as they possibly can. Well, getting to what you're saying about the monkey off the back of a championship, that's definitely gone now. The boys can go out and express themselves and enjoy the game, but really try and get over the line. We know the record in Donegal clubs in Ulster has been good, so we would like to try and represent the county the best we can.